Welcome to episode 69 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into the world of table management in Snowflake. As certified Snowflake's users, understanding the ins and outs of managing tables is crucial, not just for the certification exam, but for efficiently managing your data within Snowflake's unique architecture. Let's start with the basics. Tables in Snowflake are designed to store and manage structured data. They are a fundamental aspect of database management and play a critical role in data storage, retrieval, and manipulation. However, Snowflake's approach to table management sets it apart from traditional database systems. These differences are not merely superficial, they profoundly affect performance, cost, and scalability. Firstly, Snowflake's architecture is inherently designed for the cloud, leveraging the benefits this offers. The architecture is built on a multi-cluster shared data architecture, which provides automatic scalability and high availability without the complexity often associated with managing these aspects. This underlying architecture has a significant impact on table management practices. In Snowflake, tables are categorized into two main types: permanent tables and temporary tables. Additionally, there's a third type called transient tables for intermediate storage needs. Permanent tables are the backbone of persistent data storage, keeping data accessible across sessions and transactions until explicitly dropped. On the other hand, temporary tables are session-specific, providing a private workspace for data manipulation within a session. They are automatically dropped at the end of the session. Moreover, transient tables offer a middle ground with a longer lifespan than temporary tables, but without the durability guarantees of permanent tables. Understanding the use cases and performance implications of these table types is essential. For instance, permanent tables are ideal for storing historical data or data that requires long-term persistence. Conversely, temporary and transient tables can significantly reduce costs associated with data storage and computation, particularly for ad hoc analyses or intermediate processing stages. Now let's shift our focus to table storage and structure. Snowflake utilizes a columnar storage format, optimizing both storage efficiency and query performance. This means that data is stored by column rather than by row. This columnar approach not only reduces storage requirements due to compression, but also accelerates read operations, a critical benefit for analytics and reporting purposes. Moreover, Snowflake's support for semi-structured data types such as JSON, Avro, or XML allows users to store and query semi-structured data directly within tables. This flexibility is pivotal for organizations dealing with diverse data formats. When it comes to managing the data within tables, Snowflake provides a robust set of features for data manipulation, including insert, update, and delete operations. Importantly, Snowflake implements a novel approach to these operations utilizing a concept known as multi-version concurrency control, MVCC, which ensures data consistency and isolation without locking the data. This is a crucial aspect to understand as it impacts how concurrent transactions are handled, ensuring data integrity and performance. An in-depth understanding of how to optimize table design and performance in Snowflake is vital. This involves strategies such as using clustering keys to organize data within tables more efficiently, thereby reducing query times and improving performance. Additionally, understanding the nuances of partitioning and micro-partitioning can offer further optimizations in how data is stored and accessed. Finally, table management in Snowflake is not complete without considering data sharing and security. Snowflake offers unparalleled capabilities for data sharing across accounts, enabling seamless access to shared tables without the need for data movement. Furthermore, comprehensive security features, including role-based access control and end-to-end encryption, ensure that data is not only accessible but also secure. By mastering table management techniques in Snowflake, not only will you be better prepared for the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam, but you will also possess the knowledge to manage data more effectively within Snowflake's cloud data platform. Remember, understanding these concepts in depth will significantly benefit your projects and your organization's data strategy. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into table management in Snowflake. This episode has barely scratched the surface, but I hope it provides a solid foundation for your journey towards mastering Snowflake. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and embracing the potential of Snowflake to empower your data-driven future.